This summit is a fantastic opportunity to help, especially Black youth in Canada, find different ways to connect with international affairs. It's often, unless you come from a family who's engaged on these issues through either politics or some kind of organization, or your parent works for the federal government in, you know, international affairs. It's a world that's very obscure, but right now there's definitely a large thirst, I would say, or interest in engaging Canadian youth from different backgrounds in how we are forming our foreign policy and informing, you know, our priorities. So I really encourage your audience to consider reaching out to leaders in organizations that are focused on issues that they care about or are passionate about or interested in learning more about. So the conference or the summit is a great little window for finding or identifying some of those personalities. My background is I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta. While I come from a government family, I didn't know anything about international foreign policy or the foreign service until I worked as a parliamentary guide in Ottawa one summer. And I was selected because I had French language skills, which was thanks to a French exchange I participated in grade 11, just because I wanted a way to see another part of Canada and live with a family somewhere else, just to have that experience. So that one decision has, I think, changed my whole trajectory in life. I studied education to teach French immersion. Then I went on to do a law degree. And then I joined the Foreign Service in 2001 and have had some great postings, both at headquarters and abroad. I'm right now the ambassador of Canada to Costa Rica, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This is my seventh posting abroad. My others have been mostly in the Middle East and mostly focused on human rights. So I was in Jordan, Iraq, Washington, D.C., Syria, Lebanon, and Geneva was my previous post before returning to headquarters and working for the Canadian Human Rights Commission, which was an eye-opening opportunity in a different way because I learned about, you know, Canadian communities where the gaps were still quite significant on achieving equality and human rights for all Canadians, or respect of human rights for all Canadians. And then I returned to the department and was named ambassador not too long after that. So it's been a fantastic journey so far, and I'm really pleased to have been invited to participate in this conference as what I believe I am the first Black woman ambassador of Canada to date. So, although I'm proud to say we have two more joining as new ambassadors, including one Black woman, Nadia Theodora, who will be going out as our ambassador to the WTO, which is a very big job. So proud and pleased for her. And another colleague named Anderson Blanc, who will be going out, can't remember where now off the top of my head, but shortly as an ambassador. And then Edmund Wega, who is, I believe, the first Black man to be ambassador. He was our ambassador in Burkina Faso and is going out, I believe, again in the next year or so as ambassador again. So we've gone from one to four in a relatively short span of time, and hopefully participating in this type of summit will encourage others to join the Canadian Foreign Service or their foreign service of whichever country they're in or a national of, and then rise through the ranks so they can represent their country abroad.